Let's turn our attentions to matters of local council. The Mount Alexander Shire, and Darren Fuzzard, the CEO, is with us to have a chat. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Now, I see we had a bet last week, Carlton and Geelong, and it was a lottery ticket on the outcome. Geelong won. I get into work this morning, 4:30, lovely big green envelope says, just for you.
A $10 lottery ticket.
Yeah. However, I'm going to call it a Carlton lottery ticket because Darren scratched the bloody thing and it's a loser.
I suppose he's to the letter of the rules. He's probably there. He gave you a ticket. Didn't have to say it was unscratched. But Darren, for goodness sake, Darren.
Robbo, in the words of the great comedy genius Garfield, Robbo, I crack myself up.
Yes, I bet you do. Now, the big question: did you pocket one yourself that maybe had a few bucks on it?
Possibly, Robbo. What I can say is there is another one if you would. You're not satisfied with that one, Robbo. I thought that was a great service.
No.
I'd actually scratch it for you, but clearly you're not happy about that. No. I do have another one for you, Robbo.
No, well satisfied, mate. All good fun. All good fun. All right, let's turn our attention now, talking of vouchers and the like, to discount vouchers for pet desexing available. I might shout you one of these, mate.
Yes, throughout July it is, Robbo. It's a national initiative, actually, that's asked for pet owners to desex their dogs and cats in the lead-up to the breeding season of the spring, of course. So in our shire, we're offering low-income earners a reduced rate on cat and dog desexing to help encourage them to book into their local vet and get the procedure done. So under our voucher scheme, cat owners, they pay only $50 to have their female cats desexed and $30 for males. And at the same time, the cats get microchipped to make sure that you can trace them if they do happen to get out or get lost. So then for the dogs under the same scheme, you can get up to $85 saving for desexing your male or female pet. So we're really, it is particularly encouraging people to do that now, and of course that lead up because of to spring, because of the national initiative. But if that doesn't suit people, then the discounted desexing vouchers are available for low-income earners all year round. So if you want to get some more details about that, give our customer service team a call on 54711700, or you can drop into the Civic Centre and collect the voucher over the counter.
You could probably spread those around a bit further as well, because I see birth rates are up like about 40% over the COVID term. So, you know, could have come in handy there. And to think, all of these extra babies due to three words. You wake, love? Just think about it. Unbelievable.
Yes.
One of the great romantics, Robbo.
Yeah, he's one of the great romantics. But I don't think you actually welcome the sort of desexing that goes on with cats and dogs, Robbo. That's
a little
bit further than you were discussing there.
Indeed.
Anyway, bigger problem than perhaps more people realise how many cats and dogs there are around that shouldn't be. Anyway, let's have a look at update on Plan Harcourt.
Thanks, Steve. So this is, of course, a multi-year project that has been going for a couple of years now. But it's just a reminder for everybody, this is a set of long-term strategic plans for that town that will guide its future growth. So it picks up on land use planning, the town centre design, it's got a number of economic development initiatives to help boost the town as well. Harcourt was identified as a small town to accommodate planned growth some time ago, so we really wanted to get all of those things in place to make sure that happened well. And you might recall, Robbo, we talked about this a long time ago, Council adopted Plan Harcourt in July, which was actually last year. But before we can actually implement that plan, we first need to get an amendment made to the local planning scheme. So we've submitted all the final documentation to the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning to get authorisation from the Minister for that amendment to progress. And that will then, if that does make it all the way through, that will allow us to implement changes to local planning policy content. It introduces new zones that manage the future residential and commercial land use. And it puts in controls to make sure that the design and the development styles that came out of that Plan Harcourt process actually do get achieved. So It is a technical process, but it means that we're getting closer to being able to implement that Plan Harcourt initiative that so many people in that community helped us to develop. So with the Minister for Planning and Delph at the moment, considering that application, if it's approved to go on exhibition, then that's what happens next, and we will then be once again going back to the community and saying, what do you think about this proposed amendment to the planning scheme that responds to Plan Harcourt? So if you want to stay up to date with that one, it is a very important initiative for our Shire. If you want to stay up to date with that one, go to our website and look under Plan Harcourt.
Terrific. All right, Darren, as always, great to chat. Who are you losing to this? Who are you playing this weekend?
I don't recall, Robbo.
Oh, okay.
I've moved on.
That's like things go. Whenever you lose, I don't recall. I've had a bit of experience that myself in the football this week. Sorry, in the soccer.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed I did. And I'm going to pay my rates the same way you pay your bets, Darren, by the way.
Thank you, Darren. See you, mate.
Okay.
Darren Fazard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire and the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.